Chapter 7. Illogical, irrational, unreasonable. Prefixation to verbs and adjectives with un and in. Morphophonemic variation with in, im, ill, ear. Innovation with un, un versus non, un versus dis. Day 31. Unlockable.
I was looking through some magazines from years ago and came across an ad for a carbonated soft drink. Can't remember the name of it. A soft drink that wanted to set itself apart from familiar cola drinks. Guess what it called itself?
Beats me.
It was the Uncola. Isn't that wild, Marta?
What's wild about it? Lots of words start with the prefix un. Untie, unpack, unkind, unconscious.
I don't know, but for some reason, Uncola sounds weird.
Okay, but how do you go about trying to figure out why it sounds weird?
Well, I guess since it's just a single word, we could check its grammatical category, like noun, verb, adjective.
Yes, and you said it appeared in the ad as the Uncola, so...
Gotta be a noun. That's obvious. Now what?
Come on. For starters, think of the words consisting of a stem plus un prefix that I just mentioned. Maybe you can add some more.
Okay, let's see. Unpack, unkind, untie, maybe uninteresting?
I think I'd prefer unafraid. But what do you make of them, in terms of category?
Well, unpack and untie, almost said untidy, are verbs, and unkind, unafraid, uninteresting, are adjectives, right?
Right. So what can you say about all this?
You mean that the prefix un attaches to verbs and adjectives?
Well, what about your weird uncola example?
Oh, cola is a noun, and un doesn't attach to nouns. That's why uncola sounds weird.
Well now, what about prepositions, like to? Add un, and what do you get?
Unto, of course, but that's not fair.
Why not, Patrick?
Because the word unto isn't made up of un plus to.
Not the kind of un we're talking about, at least, which leads to the question of what the prefix un really means. Take the adjectives we mentioned. Unkind, unafraid, untidy. Any ideas?
I guess un is like not. So unkind means not kind. Unafraid means not afraid. That sort of thing.
And what about the meaning of un prefixed to verbs?
Same thing, I guess. No, wait a minute. Unpack, untie. They're like the reverse of pack and tie.
Or the reverse of the meanings of those verbs, like the un in unclear versus the un in unclog?
Yes. I mean, no. Clear is an adjective here. Clog is a verb. So the un in unclear makes it mean not clear, and the un in unclog makes it mean something like reversing the clogging. So I guess uncola is that weird way of saying not cola.
Yes, which leads me to one last example, unlockable. What does it mean, and how do you break it down?
Let me think for a second. Oh, I get it. The word unlockable has two meanings. In one sense, it's able to be unlocked. In the other, not able to be locked, or something like that.
Very perceptive, Patrick. So breaking it down should be easy.
Sure. One reading is unlock plus able, able to be unlocked. The other is un plus lockable, not able to be locked. Lock is a verb and unlock, and lockable is an adjective in unlockable.
Nice. What's your reaction to all this?
There's a lot to know about just that little two-letter prefix un.